All kids need is a little window of opportunity, and they'll seize it. Today, Apple settled a federal case agreeing to refund more than $32 million to consumers whose kids made purchases while playing on mobile apps. CBS and CNET analyst Larry Magid joins us now to talk more about it. Larry, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Okay, so I've actually been victim to this. I guess you could say I was victim, or just stupid enough to let my kids play on my iPhone after I bought an app, and they realized this pretty quickly that they could get another one, or maybe even two. And I ended up changing my, password. That's what I thought the problem was, but it really wasn't. So talk about what this means today and how Apple, I think they said they were already correcting the issue.
Well, the good news, we know you have smart kids. The bad news, it costs you money. But you can get that money back. Apple absolutely had already been, I believe it was a court settlement prior to this whole Federal Trade Commission investigation, where they agreed to reimburse people for those purchases. And you're absolutely right. What happens is you go to your iPhone and you download an app, and anybody with an iPhone has had to do this. And you have to enter your Apple ID and password, and then for convenience purposes, you don't have to enter it for another 15 minutes. And what the Federal Trade Commission alleged is that Apple did not adequately tell parents about that. And so parents believed that they were, safe. They could hand their kid the phone and nothing to worry about. But as you pointed out, as your kids did, a lot of kids quickly figured out that they could go and download more apps or make in-app purchases. And the in-app purchases can be real killers. I was watching a TV show earlier where somebody talked about $2,600 worth of in-app purchases.
And this is where they have like a pop-up. This is where they have a pop-up within the app.
Yeah, like maybe trinkets at a game or clues or music, whatever. I mean, there are things you can buy inside apps. And so Apple has agreed with the Federal Trade Commission, and I think it's the claim they'd already done, that they're going to give better warnings to parents, they're going to pay the money, they're going to change their practices, yada, yada, yada. So the FTC got a settlement. In the meantime, Apple CEO Tim Cook put out a memo to employees this morning that got leaked to the press that said, hey, we've already done this. We just went ahead and agreed to it because it's no change to our policy. And, they're going to try to be better next time.
Yeah, he seemed a little indignant. Yes?
Well, he did. He called it double jeopardy because he said, why are we being tried by the FTC or charged by the FTC when we've already rectified the problem? And, by the way, in all fairness, Android, I haven't heard from Google on this, but I have an Android phone, and I don't even have to type in a password on my Android phone. So if my kid, my kid's 27 years old, I'd get in real trouble. But if anybody got a hand on my Android phone, they could purchase all the apps they wanted because you don't even have to type in a password.
Okay, so the next question is, if you're one of these parents and you say, huh, how can I get my money back, or how can I get paid for these couple of apps?
Yeah.
How are they going to work that out?
Yeah, the agreement is that Apple's supposed to notify you, and I don't know the exact procedure, but there will be, I presumably, on the Apple website, a place where you can go and file a claim, and they're supposed to try to get a hold of you through email or some other method. So I don't know if they've worked that out yet, but there will be a procedure for you to get back whatever money your kid spent on apps.
You did point out, I think as a little side note on something you wrote, that there are those who claim that Apple was aware of this for a much longer time than maybe they let on.
Yeah, that was what the Edith Ramirez, who's the chair of the FTC, made that claim today. Actually, in response to a question I asked her, that in fact she said that Apple's been aware of it since March of 2011, and she feels that Apple has not adequately addressed the problem, even despite this court suit, her defending why FTC went ahead and pressed charges and insisted on a federal settlement.
All right, CBS and CNET technology analyst Larry Magid, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.